This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. Things are going to be a little brighter in Warren. The city in Macomb County is planning to swap out all of its streetlights to LED. DTE Energy says this will be the largest collaborative municipal LED conversion yet. Warren Mayor Jim Fouts spoke with Cindy earlier this week.
So here we've got Warren with, I saw, if the count is right, 11,587 streetlights. How many are already LED, which means how many do you have to convert?
We have about 6,329 of our 11,000 streetlights are mercury vapor, and we want to convert them first because the mercury vapor pollute. They contribute to acid rain. They contribute to global warming. They're not a good thing. They're not as strong a light as LED. And the LED are very cost effective. For example, once we convert all 6,329 mercury vapor lights to LED over a 15-year period, the taxpayers will save nearly $6 million. To be exact, it's $5,850-some thousand, but it's close enough to $6 million that it's the best deal that you could find anywhere. And it's a good example of collaboration and cooperation between a business like DTE and a large community like Warren. Initially, right now, we'll have 100, but we'll be converting over the next 15 years, you know, as I said, 6,329 mercury vapor lights, which need to go as soon as possible because of the pollution that they contribute. Plus, another big thing of LED is they're much stronger light, and that means in terms of public safety and crime prevention, they help out as well. Every city should do this deal because of the economic reasons, the reasons dealing with crime, and the policy that every city should have toward eliminating unnecessary pollution when it comes to acid rain or global warming.
I'm interested, what convinced you to make this move for Warren now, Mayor Fouts?
Well, I think what convinced me is I had a good meeting with DTE. I had expressed some concern about the fact that it was going to be more costly initially to go from sodium to LED lights. And then after discussing this with them, they indicated that they could give us a pretty good deal going from mercury, which is by far the worst of all the type of lighting, to LED directly. And we came up with a deal, and it's a deal that I don't think any taxpayer would object to when you save nearly $6 million over a 15-year period. And it's good for the environment, and it's good for public safety. So that's what convinced me. But I think the important thing is when you have a difference, we had a difference of opinion with DTE. You meet with them, and you air out your concerns, and this is the cooperation, collaboration that we came up with.
And, Mayor, is this what you're talking about, that the DTE proposed rate changes would have the cost of running these LED lights up while the cost of running high-pressure sodium and mercury vapor lamps dropping or only increasing
right,
a little bit?
Yes, that was the original concern.
And you feel you're satisfied that you're going to be all right, you're going to come out all right on that?
I think so. And it's very important since the majority of our lights are mercury, and mercury is the worst, mercury vapor is the worst of all lights in terms of environmental pollutants. We get to go completely from mercury to LED without going in between to sodium. So we got a good deal. I think every city ought to consider it. And I appreciate the willingness of DTE to listen to us and to act upon our concerns.
I know Ypsilanti converted all of its streetlights in 2014, and the city council weren't too happy. They felt there was a bit of a bait and switch there, that they didn't get told that LED lights would cost more than the sodium lights.
Uh-huh.
But you were out in front of that, is what you're saying.
We were out in front of that, and we have a deal that takes 15 years to complete. But when we're done, we save, as I said, nearly $6 million. That's a deal any city should look for. And this administration, we're always looking for the bottom line, saving the taxpayers' money, and at the same time, making it a safe and clean environment.
Mayor Fouts, when the conversion is all done and it's all LED, how different will Warren look at night?
Well, it'll look brighter and it'll be safer. How's that for two conclusions? Bright and safe.
And how important is this move toward setting Warren on the course you envision for its future?
Well, it's very important. We want to have a city that's bright, and we want to have a city that has the best possible lighting for their citizens. Yeah, you know, I can't say enough how important it is for cities to be concerned about the environment, about public safety, and the bottom line is economics.
moving towards all LED in Warren. Mayor Jim Fouts, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, and good talking with you again.